Hiking enthusiasts who may be considering a trip to the summit of La Soufrière volcano are being advised to avoid traveling to that area at this time. The advice has come from the lead scientist for the current La Soufrière monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson, who said the terrain has changed dramatically since the explosive volcanic eruption.
The mountain is much changed from what it was before. And because of the conditions at the summit, it makes it an extremely difficult and perhaps, I would say, for some people who are not accustomed to hiking, certainly dangerous climb to get to it and to certainly get around it, which is one of the reasons that, you know, getting to the crater summit now is, people going there is not necessarily such a good idea because it's so difficult to get to. But it's certainly changed a lot, and I think it's different, and it's, as I would say, it's as impressive as it has ever been in terms of a mountain, a crater that exists as a result of a volcanic eruption. You know, you have a big crater that exists before you have another smaller crater inside it in sense, and you don't have a dome anymore. So it's much different.
Professor Robertson said the debris which has been deposited as a result of the explosive eruption has created very treacherous and challenging conditions for persons who may wish to climb the mountain.
Much more difficult. The guys at the forestry and national parks have done a great job for clearing the debris and stuff like that. But when you get to a certain point of the trail, certainly on the windward side, when you get past, I would think, you know, probably Jacob's Well, as we call it, you're just walking on a lot of rubble, a lot of loose material. My understanding on the other side, the trail on the other side is even more difficult at the start because there's a lot of gully erosion in the dry wallaboo. So actually to get to where the trail starts on the other side is even more difficult than on the western side. So yes, it's quite a difficult climb, I would think, especially for people who are not accustomed to climbing in it, walking in the mountain. It's not something that I would recommend for most people unless they really know what they're doing. And I would seriously recommend, if anything, give it a chance to stabilize a little bit more before you start thinking of going up the mountain.
And Professor Robertson noted that the regrowth of vegetation on the volcano will help to stabilize the debris which has been deposited on the mountain and mitigate the impact of Lahars in the future.
That is one of the most critical things in the context of the Lahars. The Lahars are happening because the volcano generated a lot of loose material that is just sitting up there on the top of the mountain, potentially unstable. And when rain falls, the rain destabilizes them and pushes them downslope. As much as you could stabilize that material, it reduces the chances of them coming down slope. So reforestation, regrowth of the vegetation is a good thing. Fortunately, I think from what I can see and from discussions with the people at forestry and others, it looks like it's happening at an even faster rate than we expected, naturally. So we just want to, as much as possible, encourage that regrowth because that would, in fact, make a big difference, yes.
That was the head of the La Soufrière monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's La Soufrière Volcano Update.